the family of Gazan engineer Dirar Abu Sisi, who went missing in Ukraine, accused Mossad secret agents of abducting him there and imprisoning him in Israel. Following his disappearance on February 18th, Sisi's wife, Veronica, traveled to the Ukraine to search for him. Israeli officials have not commented on the issue, but an Israeli court imposed a gag order on the case. His sister, Suzanne, is looking after the six children.
In the beginning, his wife accused Mossad agents of kidnapping him, and people wondered why she did. But since we found out that he's being held in an Israeli prison, we are sure that Israeli Mossad agents have kidnapped him.
His eldest son, who is a sixth grader, appealed to the Ukrainian president to help secure the release of his father.
I hope my dad and my mother return to us soon so we can be together. I am calling on the Ukrainian president to get involved and help secure the release of my father. We really miss our father, and we want him, so we can have fun together again, as we used to.
The Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, confirmed in an exclusive interview with Press TV that Mr. Abu Sisi is indeed being held in an Israeli jail.
He has been kidnapped from there where he was paying visit, to the country, and brought into Israel. Of course, in full cooperation, coordination with the Israeli authority and Mossad, we were able just to allocate his place, and Ashkelon prison authority confirmed to our lawyer that he's at the prison, subjugated to interrogation.
Hamas, meanwhile, said that Israel has violated both international law and Ukraine's sovereignty by abducting Abu Sisi.
Kidnapping Sisi and transferring him from Ukraine to an Israeli prison is another form of this regime's aggression toward Palestine.
Abu Sisi is the manager of operations at Gaza's only power-generating plant. Many here feel that if international institutions are to retain their fragile credibility, they must address Israel's abductions and illegal imprisonments. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.